working at the Reno Club, where she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of sax man Coleman Hawkins with our special guest, Grammy Award nominee, Bobby Watson. There's an old-fashioned cutting contest, and Sonny Zoot Reedman, the sax therapist, helps another couple make it through the night. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Bean Weber.
Oh my goodness. Are there any jazz fans in the audience tonight?
Anybody excited to see Mr. Bobby Watson tonight?
No, yes. You know, there's a lot going to happen in this show, but the world is crazy. Pearl, did you hear about the two Occupy Wall Street protesters who got married Sunday in Zuccotti Park? You know, if you'd like to get them a wedding gift, they're registered at the local hot dog cart.
Well, true. I'm more concerned about our poor president, President Obama. Did you hear his teleprompter was stolen? Thankfully, he can still read his speeches off the Republican website.
And you know, we knew this was coming. A report out this week says that African American voters are increasingly turning away from Herman Cain, which political experts note, surefire way to get your butt grabbed.
Hey, that's okay. We have a great show for you tonight. As we said, Bobby Watson's coming up. We have Dr. Pearl and sax therapist will be checking in. But first, here's Mr. David Bassey with a tune that Coleman Hawkins recorded on his Riding in the Rhythm album, On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitty-pat? Oh, the happy tune, it's your step. Life could be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Now I got it made. You look among the clover, rover, crossed over, don't care if I got a cent or if I'm rich like Rockefeller. I've got gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street. Get your coat, your hat, your shades, your gloves, leave your worries on the doorstep. Bye, bye, bye. Direct your feet to the side of the street that is sunny. Bop, 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 boop, bop. Can't you hear the pitty-pat, the rat-a-tat-tat? Oh, the happy tune, it's your step. Life could be complete on the side of the street at a sunny bop, 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 bop. I used to walk in the shade, kept my blues on parade. But now, look at me, I'm not afraid. You look among the clover when the rovers crossed overhead. Don't care, don't care. I don't care if I'm rich like Donald Trump. I got gold dust round my feet
I got a little more on my rump. Walking in the shade with my blues on parade. Oh, look at me now, I got it made. If you look among the clover with a robe across the world, don't care, well I don't care if I'm rich, 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 rich like Rockefeller. I got gold dust round my feet on a Sunday, oh, on the Sunday, on the Sunday side of the street. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you, David.
That's right. This week, we celebrate the birthday of the original tenor sax man and area jazz great himself, Coleman Hawkins. Born up the river from here in St. Joseph, Missouri, Hawkins attended Topeka High School and studied harmony and composition at Washburn College in the Kansas capital. Picking up the tenor sax at the age of 9, Hawkins was playing in territory bands around eastern Kansas by the time he was only 14.
Jazz historians agree that there were some tenor players before him, but the instrument was not acknowledged jazz horn until Coleman Hawkins got a hold of it. While Hawkins is most strongly associated with the swing music and big band era, he also played a role in the development of bebop in 1940s.
In 1944, Hawkins played on the first ever bebop session with Dizzy Gillespie and Max Roach. He toured with the prestigious Jazz at the Philharmonic and recorded Picasso, an early piece for an unaccompanied saxophone. Hawkins influenced Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, and Thelonious Monk, just to name a few. And in 1960, recorded the innovative We Insist Freedom Now suite with drummer Max Roach.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes from the Hawk songbook. To help us get that done, we're going to need a great saxophonist. That would be our special guest and great friend of 12th Street Jump, Downbeat Jazz Poll winner, Bobby Watson.
Thank you.
You know, we're talking about a tenor guy, and you bring an alto to do his jams. What's up with that?
Well, Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young and Ben Webster, they influenced Charlie Parker, which I came that way.
Yeah, you did.
And many tenor players influenced me, like John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and Wayne Shorter. So it's sort of, I take it and I put it in my horn.
That's lovely. Now, I always ask you such serious questions. Can I just ask you, how did jazz get to be such a big part of your life, Bobby?
I was the kind of guy where I'd be playing in concert band, and I started adding notes to the parts.
I think we might just have to leave it right there. Let's get you playing some music. We are so lucky to have you back, as always, Bobby. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
This is a tune that Coleman Hawkins recorded early on in his career, and his solo on this tune became well-known around the world of jazz. And this is Bobby Watson's take on Body and Soul. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Johnson. And now, for all you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Silvio in Rome. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to be the godfather of Italy, but now Herman Cain wouldn't even hire me to deliver pizza. I had to resign because Italy is broke, and everybody thinks I spent all the money on sleazy hookers. But hey, those were classy escorts, and plus, I was creating jobs. Well, now I need a job, Dr. Pearl. Something that pays in American dollars, so I'll have something to slip into the dancers' G-strings. Can you help me, Mamma Mia?
Wow, I'll do what I can, sir. Here we go.
You were once the Italian stallion, but your behavior got erratic. With corruption in your office and a bunga bunga in the attic. Now you're a meatball. It's over, Berlusconi. You should have been more careful where you put your mostaccioli.
Dr. Pearl.
To bunga bunga a little more.
Dr. Pearl.
There is one job you should explore.
Dr. Pearl.
Go try out for the Jersey Shore. I hear Snooki really loves Italian sausage.
Woo! The next letter. Is from Chris in Los Angeles. Chris writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, for 72 days I was married to Kim Kardashian. You know, the one who looks like Courtney and Chloe, but with a bigger butt. Then one day she threw me out. You know, I thought we had a happy union, but she turned into a rich owner who had my ring and my money and all of my bobblehead dolls. Dr. Pearl, with a divorce and the NBA on strike, I may never have sex again. What am I going to do?
Well, first of all, you should be able to identify your wife from more than her backside.
Your wedding was spectacular. Kim looked beautiful in lace. Thought your marriage was solid rock, just like Bruce Jenner's face. But now you're getting worried about the way your life is going. Cheer up. Things could have been worse. You could have married Lindsay Lohan.
Dr. Pearl.
Before the Kardashians burst your bubble.
Dr. Pearl.
Ask her sisters if it's not too much trouble.
Dr. Pearl.
Do all three. Get the triple-double. Now that's a reality show Pete would watch.
Hey. Dr. Pearl.
Step right up. Your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Bye-bye.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in contests, cutting contests.
Well, we're going to keep that tradition alive here on 12th Street Jump with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody actually gets cut, and it's really not a contest. It's just a chance to hear two great players trading riffs and taking the music a little further. Please welcome this week's cutting contestant, Steven Martin.
Thank you.
Welcome to 12th Street, Steven.
Thank you.
We need to learn a quick bit of information about you. Steven,
sure.
Where are you from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. And you are attending school at UMKC?
UMKC, that's right.
What year are you, sir?
I am a senior, getting ready to graduate.
Getting ready, congratulations.
Thank you.
And your plans for the future?
I think I'm going to move back to St. Louis and...
So mom and dad, get that room ready.
Yeah. Guess I better let them know.
Now, you do have a band. What's the name of your band?
The Steven Martin Quartet.
Okay, so we'll look forward to the Steven Martin Quartet.
That's right.
And we've talked about some influence. We have Mr. Bobby Watson. How does he influence you?
Well, it's hard to know what to say about a living legend that has taught me so much. But, yeah, to say the least, one of my biggest and will be my biggest musical influences through the rest of my life.
And, you know, Steven, I know that is very true and sincere. I also know you'll get a good grade in this class this semester.
That's right.
Joe, what do we have for the cutting contestants this week? He just got an A.
All right. Professor Watson and his young student are going to do battle on this great jazz standard that Coltman Hawkins recorded by Jerome Curran. This is called All the Things You Are. Thank you.
Steven Martin on tenor sax, ladies and gentlemen, along with Bobby Watson. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the occupied protesters had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Gingrich is making a comeback. His supporters say, "You go, boy!
Go, boy! Go, boy!"
Newt's looking like a contender. His supporters are shouting, "You go, boy!
Go, boy! Go, boy!"
While the rest of us keep thinking, he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Herman Cain keeps making excuses while Rick Perry's camp regroups. Oh, Herman Cain keeps making mistakes while Rick Perry jumps through hoops. You know, it looks like our next president will be the one with the fewest oops.
The economy, it's picked up. Now there's no more jobs for filling. It ain't that hard to make a buck. Just look at Regis Philbin.
You know you ate too much turkey when you have to unbuckle your shoes.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
You know, that was a pilgrim joke.
It was.
That was a pilgrim joke.
All right. Kurt Vile wrote it. Coleman Hawkins recorded it. Now here's Bobby Watson to play Speak Low.
Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then you better pick up what David Bassey is putting down.
Well, no, I want to tell you about some CDs or some downloads. Some music, however you get your music, whether you still have the 8-track player like Pete Weber.
I do.
Or a cassette player like Pearl McDonald. Or if you're hip and you have downloads like Nicky. Well, you want to grab something from Jean-Michel Pilk, François Mouton, and Ari Honig, three of the best musicians in Europe, teaming up now for a new album called Freedom. It's on Motema Records, Freedom. Sounds like a date you had a couple of months ago, doesn't it? Freedom?
What?
Anyway, and the number one record in the country, the number one record in the country right now in jazz, comes from another gentleman a lot like Stephen Martin, because he considers himself to be someone who got his start through Bobby Watson. And that, of course, is the great bassist Christian McBride. Yeah. Who's number one on the jazz charts with Christian McBride's big band, The Good Feeling.
Now, besides Coleman Hawkins, we're celebrating birthdays this week of three other sax stylists, Paul Desmond, Vincent Herring, and Al Cohn. It's the birthday week of pianists Teddy Wilson and Jeff Keezer, still playing today. And we got some other birthdays, talking about June Christie celebrating her birthday this week, along with ragtime composer Scott Joplin and Gunther Schuller, who introduced Joplin's work to a new generation of lovers. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got too much class.
Not me.
I tip my hat and smile.
Oh, too cool, too cool. You don't want to go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl, here's something I bet you didn't know about Coleman Hawkins. He used a technique called slap-tonguing.
I'm listening.
Well, it involved pressing the tongue against the reed to produce a popping sound. Apparently, he could keep it up all night long, and even for the encore.
I am now really listening.
I know that you are. Okay, oh, and now I see Nedra Dixon is coming to the stage to sing a Broadway tune Coleman Hawkins recorded for the Prestige label in the late 50s. This is Make Someone Happy.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart, the heart you one man, you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
You recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding, Herman Cain National Restaurant Association kind of job. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a cold Monday morning, really cold. I was shivering, like Rick Perry trying to name all the departments in the executive branch. And that's when they walked in. She was smooth like chocolate, and he was nuts. Together they made the perfect couple, and the lady, she did the talking.
Hi, I'm Mandy. This is my husband, Maxwell. We're the Malones from Manhattan.
Ah, Mandy and Maxwell Malone from Manhattan. Well, what brings you my way this miserable Monday morn?
Movement, my dear son.
Well, I'm not a doctor, Max, but maybe you should try Metamucil.
No, the Occupied Wall Street movement. Ah. Max is in the market, and the protesters are making him so manic that he doesn't want to monkey around anymore, if you know what I mean.
I see. No more monkey, huh, Max? Well, what's on your mind?
Madoff.
He spent a weekend with Bernie, and now all he talks about is pyramids.
Mommy.
So let me get this straight. Mandy and Maxwell Malone from Manhattan don't monkey more because the movement made Max manic and Madoff made him mummy mental. Did I memorize this mess?
Meticulously. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Max. Imagine it's a moonlit night in Manhattan. The movement drums are beating a rhythm that's getting you into a monkeying mood.
I can see the moon, Mandy.
It's big and round and glowing.
Oh, that's my butt, Max. It's reflecting the moonlight.
Oh, Mandy, let me be your man in the moon. Oh, Mandy.
You're driving me crazy. You're making me mad, Max.
I hear the drums, Mandy, and they're playing the Occupier's song. Ta-tump, ta-tump, ta-tump.
Be my drummer, Max. I'll be your mummy.
I'm ta-tumping, Mandy. Ooh. I'm ta-tumping.
Occupy me, Max. Occupy me.
Oh, I'm occupying.
Come to mummy. Come to mummy.
Mummy.
Mandy, Maxwell, you need a permit to do that here. Time to disperse. So Maxwell found his movement and Mandy got to monkey around. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like smug on Mitt Romney's face. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist.
Let's bring back our cutting contestant, Steven Martin, to join Bobby Watson on a Juan Tizol tune recorded by Coleman Hawkins. Perdido.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.